On the line right now, Mike Halhoff, the president of the United Way of the Wine Country. He's here to talk with us about a program they were participating in earlier this year. It's called Earn It, Keep It, Save It. It has been a boon to the local community. Let's start by telling people what that program is.
Earn It, Keep It, Save It is a coalition of local nonprofits, public and private sector organizations that come together to provide free income tax assistance and financial education to low and moderate income individuals and families. The service is available to any individual or family with a household income under $52,000 annually.
This is something that has been happening in years past, but it ramped up this year, didn't it?
Absolutely. Every year we have seen expansion on the program, and this year is definitely no different.
Since the tax date on April 15th, you've been able to quantify to some degree what the benefits to the community were of your work. What did you find?
Although the numbers are preliminary and we're still getting final results from the IRS, it looks like we helped out over 3,500 individuals and families, bringing $4.8 million back to our community.
That's a pretty big shot in the arm to the local economy.
I would certainly say so. And the benefit of this program is out of that $4.8 million, $1.8 million stem from earned income tax credit refunds, which most people don't even know they're eligible for.
A lot of the effort was letting people know that they were, in fact, eligible for that free money.
Absolutely. I think the stat is 1 in 5 people don't know that they qualify for that. Only 1 in 5 are actually going for this credit. So there's definitely a lot of money left on the table every year, and our job is to notify people that, hey, you know what, you're trying to make ends meet. Let us help you out by letting you know what money is out there and making sure that we can get it in their pockets to help their lives.
You did this in a lot of counties, not just Sonoma, pretty much the whole North Coast.
We did. We're a 5-county United Way, and we were able to expand this program within all 5 of our counties, Sonoma, Mendocino, Lake, Humboldt, and Del Norte.
Here in Sonoma County, how many locations did you have and how many people involved?
In Sonoma County, we had 34 different sites, and through 160 volunteers, we did 2,700 returns.
What's the plan for next year? You're already looking ahead, I'm imagining.
Oh, of course we are. We're looking at expanding, taking that number of returns from 2,700 to roughly 3,300, and locally that $4.1 million that was returned here in Sonoma to $4.5 million. So we're definitely trying to up the numbers and help out more people.
How soon do you start it up again?
Oh, I don't think we ever quit. By January 1st, we'll have sites open again, but we'll be looking for volunteers. September, October is when we start recruiting the volunteers so they can go through training in November and December.
Sounds like a great addition to the county. Good work, and thanks for taking time to talk with us about it.
Thank you so much for having us on today.